What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Black Voices Friday. So happy you are joining us again. If you are back, if this is your first one, welcome to it. As always, I encourage you to go back, listen to some of the previous episodes, listen to all the previous episodes, and do what you're about to do for this episode. Be introduced to more black art, more black voices, and support them. It would be greatly appreciated. I am Jacques Neal, one half of the host of Culture Kings here on the Earwolf Network, and the curator of this Black Voices Friday project. This week we got a dope one, y'all. We got a really dope one. I know I say that every week, but honestly, until, you know, these dope podcasts prove me wrong, I'm going to say the same thing because I mean it. Now, I'm in my mid-30s, and when I was a shorty, there was one show, like the first show that I can remember that was must-see TV for me after school. I even broke into my house because I lost my keys on the way home from school. It was almost 4 o'clock, and I was about to miss the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Now, this is before DVR, you know. This is before on demand, you know, because, you know, I'm an old-ass person. But I broke into my house, and this is on the south side of Chicago. So, you know, probably not the best place to be breaking into your house and letting people see, oh, that's a house that we could break into. But I didn't care. Dragon Ball Z was about to come on. It was the Frieza saga, and I needed to watch it. Anime. I mean, it is such a really integrated thing in black culture. And for a long time, a lot of people were not giving the anime spaces to black creators and black fans. I don't know why, but honestly, black culture and anime go together so well, and black culture and the love of anime within it, I think, this is all personal, I think, has made anime more popular than it ever could have been in the United States. So to think that this is like a weird marriage of black culture and anime seems really wild to me. So this episode today is a show about anime. It's called Anime Trash. It's a really fun show. It is hosted by Alberth Bercy. I apologize if I mispronounced that. Let's talk about the show, and then let's talk about our birth. The show, like I said, is called Anime Trash. Now, it explores the intersection between black culture and anime. Now, they delve into themes and meanings of your favorite anime shows and trends. And black people love anime, too. And they want to highlight that. All right. That's what the show is all about. It's a really good episode. I want you to go in with open ears and just be surprised and delighted by it. And the host is a really, really dope ass host and a really dope person. Her name is Alberth Bercy, and she is a first generation Haitian American from Miami. All right, Miami. Now, growing up in the South, it led her to long days filled with even longer nights watching anime during her childhood. All of that inspired her creativity, and she is now an actor comedian based out of New York City. Now, with the passion for the arts, she's made her way back to her roots and wants to continue to share black stories from an alternate perspective. That's what it's all about, y'all. This person is really, really dope. This show is really, really dope. I really enjoyed listening to it. I think you will too. So you know what the deal is. Make sure you support the show. Find it, subscribe to it, listen to it, share it with a friend, share it on social media, go rate and review it, and also follow the host. I'll tell you how to do that. So you can find the host on Instagram at Wizard of Obs. That is Wizard, WIZARDOFAUBS. And you can also find her on the soon to be banned by King Trump TikTok at Alberth Bercy. That is AUBERTHBERCE. Go find her while you can before they take it away from the United States. A whole nother conversation for another day. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Anime Trash Pod, and you can also follow it on TikTok at that same handle, Anime Trash Pod. All right, y'all. Y'all know the deal. Enjoy the episode. Thank you so much for coming and supporting Black Voices. Black Lives Matter. Black Voices Matter. Here's the episode.
Hello and welcome to Anime Trash.
Hi, you trash bins.
Whoa. You're coming in too hot. Calm down. I talk first. Okay. And then you come in.
What do you call them, though?
What?
Like trash bins. Like, hey, hi.
No, stop.
Okay.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing we do here.
All right, sorry.
You think you can just come on this show and just talk your talk and walk your walk?
You want me to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let me just
can't leave because we're seeing the Joker after this.
I know. I'm so excited to watch that.
I know.
A little late, but like...
Super late.
Super late, dude.
Yes. It is... What day is it? It is November... Already too late, but it's November
9th. I know.
It's November 19th, and the two of us have not seen the Joker yet. Before we get into this anymore, let me introduce who is talking currently. It is my dearest... My oldest, my bestest friend. Mm. She's the first friend I made when I moved to Miami, Florida from New Jersey at the age of 10. And now we are both 23 and are still best friends.
I love you.
This is the charismatic, the... I know charismatic didn't start with a K, but it sounded like it did. The charismatic Karen!
Ooh, it's fine. We got our BFA, so, you know, it's fine.
So today on the episode, we watched Avatar The Last Airbender, which I said I was going to do an Avatar episode. And here it is, folks. Finally. Mm-hmm.
You waited for me.
Yeah, I just felt like if I was going to do an episode that was, like, about a show that... I had so much to do with my childhood, and I feel like my just, like, growing up and becoming, like, a human, I would have to do it with the person who, like, became a human with me.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Yeah, like, you know?
I really, really agree.
Yeah, because, I don't know, we were both kind of raised on it, and, like, even in watching it, we were both like, oh, like, hearing all the lessons that, like, they were teaching in the episode.
Like, yeah, I agree. It's just, like, rewatching just that episode is just, like... I don't know. It's just a lot of nostalgia. It's like watching it now, like we're both 23.
Yeah.
And just like, it's just the lines, like the iconic lines, like the soundtrack, just everything about it. Just like, I just love it. Even like back then when I was like, when did it come out? Like early 2000s or something like that?
Something like that.
And I was like listening and watching that show. I'm like, wow, like this is a show that I'm going to rewatch. And if I ever have kids, I don't want kids. I would show them this like show. It's like it teaches you about like love, friendship, like values,
right?
You know, like it's just beautiful. I love this series so much.
I agree.
Ugh.
And with that, let's watch the episode. So,
wow.
We watched Avatar The Last Airbender, Season 3, Episode 6, The Avatar and the Fire Lord. Karen, do you want to give a little recap for the people so they know what we're talking about?
Honestly, this episode, not gonna lie, it was one of those episodes that I kind of forgot about, in a sense, because like when you think about Avatar, what episode do you usually think?
Top of your head. I think about the season finale of the first season.
Exactly, yeah. With me, I guess like the first episode that comes into my mind, it would be the episode with the play. You know what I'm talking about?
The Ember Island.
That one. Iconic. It recaps everything. But this episode was basically about like what Albert was telling me. Like we were trying to pick out like a episode. Is that it's about friendship. It's like how to defeat Fire Lord Ozai.
Not Ozai.
Wow.
Sozin.
So sorry for everyone.
It's okay.
If I sound rusted, I'm like sick too, so don't mind that.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's just like Aang trying to figure out what he's going to do, and also with Zuko. Zuko's a complete like other side story. It's just like them trying to figure out what they're going to be doing with this battle, and it's just so much emotion that I don't even know what to say. It's because like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Zuko is learning about his past,
exactly,
and where he's coming from, and then Aang is learning about the decisions that Roku mm-hmm. made that inevitably like made the world that everybody's living in now.
Exactly.
Because, okay, so basically what it is, it's that Avatar Roku and Fire Lord Sozin were friends. They were like homies. And then Sozin was like, became all communist and wanted to like spread his ideas to other parts of the world. And Roku was like, nah, bro, I ain't fucking with that.
Can we talk about that, mm-hmm. the friendship that we saw? Because I remember, like, growing up, we didn't see, like, a lot of, like bromance. A lot of bromance growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, watching that, I thought, it, obviously, as kids, it's completely normal. But, like, now, it's just, like, how it's still relevant to today. It's like, it's yeah. so minor. You know what I mean? It's just, like, it's another topic. But, like, it's so, I don't know, I love their friendship so much. And yeah. you don't see a lot of that, unfortunately.
Yeah, their friendship, honestly, that's the saddest part of the episode. Mm-hmm. Is that they are friends and they care about each other. But, like, you know, life and motivation.
And their values. And
their values, like, mm-hmm. get in the way of that. Mm-hmm. And they drift apart. Obviously, because Sozin is a crazy person. And he wants to, you know, rule the world, basically. But I think what's really beautiful about it is that they were such close friends. And even through Roku becoming the Avatar and
He still spared him so many times.
Yeah, but, like, when they first found out that Roku was the Avatar and him going away for years and that friendship still lasting even through all that, and how he said he was the best man at his wedding and all these things, and it's, like, such a beautiful friendship that lasted for so long, and then, you know.
And I agree. This is a good episode to watch, you know. Oh, God. To yeah. watch with Albert, actually. It's, like, I don't know. It's not like we hate each other. It's just, like, the fact that, like, we've been so, like, what? Like, 13 years of friendship, and, like, you yeah. know, you're up in New York, and I'm here. And it's just, like.
And by here, she means Miami. We're in Miami.
Yeah, we're in Miami right now.
That's
by the
so
way.
Funny. One of my other best friends is also calling me right now, Erin Wilbanks.
Is she gonna make a star appearance?
I. Wait. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Erin.
Hi.
I'm recording an episode of Anime Trash. Say hello to the people.
Hello, people of Anime Trash who aren't trash.
How cute.
Thank you for calling in.
What do you gotta do?
I'm here with Karen. We're talking about Avatar The Last Airbender.
Hello.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Great show.
You've seen it? I wasn't sure. I can't keep track of all the things you see.
Listen, Toph is a great inspiration for us. That's
big
all
facts.
I'm saying.
And she's only 10, driving, really.
Seriously, that's all I'm saying.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
ahead of her time, really.
Yeah, and those foot know what they're talking about. That's what I'll know.
Or what they're seeing, haha. Or what they're seeing.
Wow, that was really informative.
Here's my point.
Okay, yes.
I just woke up from a nap.
Oh, we love
naps.
We love. No, all I'm gonna say is our feet, like, we plant our 2 feet, like, on the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our two feet are so connected to the ground.
It's
actually kind of a phenomenon. And when we're all standing on the ground, we're all connected, actually.
So you're saying that we're all earthbenders?
Slightly, yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
It's kind of inspiring, actually. And she's always barefoot. Like, can you
yes.
imagine that? No fear. Like,
no fear.
Yeah, there could be glass. There could be.
But she will see it.
Like, with her feet.
Yeah, with her feet.
But, like, it's even scarier because she's blind and is walking around barefoot. And I get, like, the whole thing that she can see with her feet, but, mm-hmm. like, still.
But that's pretty spectacular.
Just feet in general.
Yes, I really think so. And that's why I always loved her. I was like, if she could be barefoot, I could do it too. God.
Yes.
Shoes are so like yesterday, you know? I'm thinking about tomorrow.
I'm thinking about tomorrow.
Wow, Erin, 2020, am I right?
She's thinking about tomorrow.
2020. Full vision.
I really, really, honestly.
Erin, okay. Since you're here, you should be a part of the podcast.
Wow.
Well, I'm already recording you, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. Wow.
Crazy. Hi. Maybe I should stop walking around my squeaky floor house.
Maybe that could help a little bit.
So Erin is, for all the people who don't know Erin Wilbanks, she's calling in from Chicago, Illinois. Oh, okay. Question for you guys. If you could bend any element, what would you bend?
Fire. 100%.
100%
fire. 100%
fire. Do you think it's because you grew up in Miami, Florida?
I think it does help. No. I think it's because, like, I always loved the third season, and I felt so connected to it because everything kind of, obviously everything happened in that season, but, like, I don't know, like, honestly, I guess, like, my actual sign, I'm on Taurus, so, like, I'm actually, like, a fucking Earth sign. Earth. And the thing is, I don't connect with Earth. I really don't. But something about fire, I just like the element and also what it means.
Earth Day.
What?
You were born on Earth Day.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you were born on Earth Day.
We're destroying our planet, whatever, like, literally.
Tough.
What about you? Then we're all tough, literally.
We are all tough. It's very important.
No, I just like how, like, fire, like, I remember Zuko's, like, having that, he didn't know how to connect with his elements because he used his anger to, like, inflamed himself. Like, I don't know how to explain it, you know, like, that's how he got his, like, you know, fire.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
Control.
Uh-huh, that's how he controlled his fire, but then he realized that fire creates life as well, and right. I think that's beautiful, because people always forget fire's not destructive. It's like, I'm gonna bring up Shark Boy and Lava Girl, like,
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
I remember, do you guys remember that?
We remember.
So, like, Lava Girl, like, she hated her element so much, like, you know, it destructive, but when she found out at the end of the movie that she's, like, she's light, she's able to bring light into, like, the darkness, that's the whole, like, point of the movie. Anyway, back to my point. I think
you gotta burn trees to plant more.
I mean, I guess, but, like, it's more than that. It's that, like, you're, you know, you could cook with fire. It's there's so many, like, useful things that people always always forget about fire, and I think that's really nice. But yeah. I do think water is a little bit more superior, though, with all the elements, I believe. But that's a different topic.
It's funny that you said that. That's the one that I would bend. I would bend water.
I see you as a waterbender for sure.
I definitely see Erin as a waterbender, too. I could also see her as an airbender, only because of the whole, like, free spirit thing. But Erin is also very, like, you're kind of, like, you are a nurturer.
Yeah, she's more,
like,
water.
Like, waterbenders are healers, and yeah. I see that for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no, we love that for you.
Wow, that made me a little emotional, I'm going to be honest with you.
I love it.
This show gets emotional, man.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. Well, I'm sure.
So we watched the episode where Avatar Roku, the Avatar before Aang, you see his friendship with the guy, Fire Lord Sozin, who's the one who started the whole war. and then you find out that Zuko is his great grandfather is obviously Fire Lord Sozin, who started the war, but his great grandfather on his mother's side was Avatar Roku. And so, like, Iroh says it in the episode where he's like, you have to understand the battle between your grandfathers to understand the battle within yourself.
And that's some deep shit.
Like,
no, yeah.
Fuck.
But imagine, like, watching that, like, a 10-year-old, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, that's some, like, deep shit. Even to this day, I'm like, wow, that's, like, a lot.
No, it fucked me up just now watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you could bend any non-element, what would it be? Like, if you could, like, for me, I would love to be able to bend Wendy's chicken nuggets into my mouth.
That's like a technically earth, no earth, fucking airbending though. That's like, you could just
wait. Put that I'm in sorry. Your mouth. I have a question for your bending chicken nuggets into your mouth.
Yes.
Does that mean that like you want to not have to chew it?
Ooh, but I would want to enjoy my food. That's yeah. just inhaling oh. the food, literally.
Wait. You mean like there's chicken nuggets on a plate? Like, somewhere.
I want to be able to control chicken nuggets at any point. If I can see chicken... Right. If
I could imagine.
If there are chicken nuggets in front of me, I want to be able to take them from wherever they are, but without me having to...
But can you make it...
Like, look, if I'm walking past a Wendy's...
Okay.
Right.
And the door is wide open...
They're going to come through.
Yes, they're going to come
literally
through.
Literally come through.
Yes. I would be able to bend my question, chicken nugget. I don't understand what's confusing.
No, but my question is for you. Do you want? No, wait. So my question is for you. Do you want the chicken nuggets to appear as well?
I don't need all that.
You know what I mean? It's no, like chicken nuggets and it appears on your fucking hand. You know what I mean?
And Karen and Abby, they are also very polite chicken nuggets because I'm imagining like the door's open, but people are coming. And then like she pulls the chicken nuggets and they wait for like, the people exit. And like, or to come in to the Wendy's, you know, and then they go into your mouth. Okay, yeah, I totally agree. That's a great call.
So basically, Hubbard just wants a servant. That's what she wants.
No. We don't want a servant. We want chicken nuggets who are polite, who taste good, who are fresh, and they are not taken from anybody.
Yeah.
They're taken from the back. No, yeah, that's respect. That is pure respect.
Yeah. Really. Because yeah. I respect people's chicken nugget time, you know?
No, really. It brings happiness all around. Mm. It really does.
Mm-hmm. A good chicken nugget brings happiness.
It does. Ugh, and you can't mess it up. I think, that's if it's like, it's
you're getting
cold,
me hungry
like,
now,
frozen.
Bro.
Yeah.
Now I want Wendy's. I'm hungry.
Very important. I think I would airbend. I think I would bend, beer. I would bend beer.
That's a good
from
one.
From anywhere in the world, and it's like really cold. Ooh. And but I'm thinking about it, it's like I'm just imagining that little strip like coming into my mouth, and like I don't know if I'll be able to swallow all that because I feel like what will come to me is like a full beer. You know what I mean? But yeah. I think I'll be able to handle it after the first three. I'm yeah. like, give it to me again.
But that's like technically water bending because there's water in it.
Just go with it.
But technically.
No.
Hey, let me ask.
What?
If I have a cigarette, are you going to use your fire bending to help a girl out? When
yes.
I have? Oh, wow. That's love, let me tell you.
Might as well just be the avatar.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure, let me tell you. Could you do that? Really think about it? Could you guys be the last avatar?
Oh, boy. I definitely could not.
It's a lot.
It is a lot of pressure. Like, when I think about... Like, what Avatar Roku had to do, especially with his friend.
Oh,
like,
especially with his friend.
To, like, confront him like that. Like, I'm not good at confrontation. It would just be a lot of me being, like, awkward and being like, guys, could you, like, stop?
But it takes you, like, 10 minutes to, like, and you're, like, talking to yourself in the mirror. You're like, yeah, can I really do this? And then, you go to the person and you're like, yeah, I can't do this.
Yeah, yeah. I have to I'm, like, in the car. I have to give myself a pep talk before
you're listening
out.
to your playlist and shit. You're, like, playing, like, I don't know, like, Act Up and shit. You're like, yeah, I got this, whatever. You go to the person's door. You're like, don't you want to talk about something? No, I'd rather just put chicken nuggets in my mouth. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm definitely. Like, oh, why don't I buy you lunch? Like, right. Come on.
Let me just like kiss you on your feet. It's fine. Like, I'll just do that instead.
Yeah, I just like take them out on a whole date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I think the world might be a better place because I'm working through a place of kindness.
You know, okay. Going back to the question,
thank you.
I would want to bend time and space. That's interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look at you with the highfalutin interesting
answer. I love that shit, bro.
Okay, where would you go? What would you do?
I mean, yeah. I would I would actually want to visit another galaxy.
Okay.
I think that's really cool.
Oh my God, where? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to, like, I'm so interested of space and what's out there. And if I think about it too much, I just lose my mind. I'm like, wow, how tiny we are. And I do believe in aliens. So that's a different topic. So I would want to see their, like, advanced technology and all of that. Mm. And, like, are they helping us or they want to destroy us? That's a different topic. But I would love to see that. Or, like, maybe, like, there's an alternate universe that there's, like, maybe there's, like, the same people, but, like, they're slightly different. Mm, like, in the sense of, like, there's an Auburn, but, like, she's different by, like, I don't know. She has, like, red hair in this universe. I would love to see that, just to see. But I feel like I'll fuck it up, though. I would just, like, watch it, like, a TV screen and, like, go back and, like, fucking, you know, do, like, magic or something.
Right.
Will I go back in time? No, because I'm brown. So that I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I also would not go back in time.
Yeah, I can't. It doesn't make sense. It
doesn't seem like a smart idea for
me. It's not. I'd rather just go to the future. Like, when people are like, yeah, I missed the 50s. I'm like, dude. I'm like, really? Okay, sure. So yeah, go into the future.
Tomorrow. I'm always thinking about tomorrow.
Always. 2020 vision, bro.
Erin Wilbanks, 2020.
There's always a tomorrow.
There's always a tomorrow and a 2020. Also, I also saw a meme that they said Barbara Walters should come out and say, this is 2020. And I agree.
Oh, my God.
She's going to die anyway in, like, 5 minutes. Let her
know. Yikes. Don't say that.
That's a lie.
Poor girl.
Literally.
Oh, my God. Do either of you watch Big Mouth?
Yes. I've not seen the third season.
Okay, there is an episode where they all get superpowers,
and
Jay becomes a cumbender. He's the last cumbender.
No, he's not.
Ew.
No, he's not. Erin, say that again.
Ew.
Ew. I swear, I was like, this is disrespectful, but I'm here for it.
I'm here. I'm laughing.
Yeah, I'm having.
They're
a good
doing
time.
Something right.
I'm having a good time.
Ew.
Yeah. I love that, actually.
I love that for him, you know?
No, yeah.
Me and Jay go way back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
not going to lie.
You're friends with a middle schooler?
Listen, okay,
I'm going
right.
through changes.
I'm just saying.
Going through changes.
That's where they are, right? They're in middle school?
Yeah, they're in middle school.
They are. Thanks for the reminder.
You're my welcome. Favorite is the gym teacher.
I love
DJ Pendejo.
I love him.
One thing that happens in this episode of Avatar is that Avatar Roku battles an entire volcano. And I think it's an interesting topic to talk about, like, how the Avatar is literally the strongest person on the planet, but, like, is still not strong enough to go against Mother Nature. I think that's so interesting.
Yeah. Wait.
Because in the end, the volcano ends up winning and Avatar Roku dies, and that's how Aang is born.
I mean, the whole series, if you really think about it, is about, like, the spirits and also honoring nature. So maybe that's why it's kind of like, I mean, getting to the topic, it's like kind of like a metaphor. It's like just kind of like telling you, like, no matter what, is that you need to listen to the elements.
Right.
Always. And, like, when Aubrey was saying this as we were watching the episode, she's like, why can't he just do, like, a whole wave? And I do agree with her.
No, okay, let me explain what I mean by that. I'm not talking about a wave to stop the volcano. I feel like I didn't make myself clear when I said it. I'm talking about, so in the episode, Avatar Roku's island is, there's a volcano, so it's being destroyed. And obviously he's trying to save the people who live there. They're all on boats at this point while he's battling this island.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I don't know why he didn't just create a wave
to get
all the boats safely, like, far away from the island, and so that he also did not have to die in the episode. And I get it. I get it. Like, he had to die to show because Aang had to be born.
Just
like,
writing purposes.
Like, I get, like, for dramatic purposes it had to happen. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying just, like, it just would have made more, like, he just didn't have to die.
Or maybe because, like, he just, it's like the heat of the moment, too. Like, you just didn't know what to do as well.
Bruh, but that's the whole thing of being the Avatar.
I want
to
go ask him?
To let it go and to give it to somebody else.
You think he thought that in that moment, that it was his time to let go?
No, I don't think so.
I mean that because for him dying, so you're saying that him dying is that then we got the last airbender, right?
Yeah, we got Aang.
Yeah.
Okay, so I ask you, let's say he never did that.
Right.
What would happen? We wouldn't have Aang. And then, I don't know, what would we have?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe the airbenders wouldn't have died. I honestly don't know.
Do you think that things happen for a reason?
So for a long time I thought that was bullshit, but now I truly do believe that things happen for a reason.
I agree.
Yeah, and I think, like, I don't know, there has to be, I think him doing that, it's, I don't know. I think there's protection. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the intention wasn't to have all of them wiped out, but it had to be that way because we had to get Aang. Like, right. We had to get him. You know what I mean? Like, there was a whole thing for that. There has to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like destiny.
I think so. I really strongly believe that. Unfortunately. Yeah, yeah. I really do. And I think, like, what you were saying, like, about, like, we have to, like, you know, no matter what, like, you can't beat Mother Nature. It kind of just reminds me of, like, in our lives, because we talk about, like, things happening for a reason, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And it kind of reminds me of, like, you can't hide from the universe, no matter how much you try to, like, things are going to happen, like, for a reason, you know, like, there's a plan for you. And I don't necessarily think that that's, like, has to do with religion or anything. Mm-hmm. I just think in general, like, there's, like, these paths that you can take, and it's, like, it's going to be set for you. You know what I mean? And you're going to just make those choices and stuff. But no matter what, you can't hide from the universe. Things are going to happen. You know what I mean? So it makes sense. I mean, Mother Nature is Mother Nature. I mean,
yeah, there's certain things that we can't control. Because I'm not religious. Going back to that fact is that, like, I do believe everything happens for a reason. So going back with the episode, it's just like, okay, maybe he didn't die. Like, in an alternate universe, he didn't die. Mm-hmm. He saved all the air nomads. What would happen in the series? What will we learn? Like, as, like, an audience, like, what would you think?
I think what would happen, I guess, I mean, if there wasn't the genocide of the airbenders, I think it would probably be more about, like, colonialism and, like...
They wouldn't have Aang.
I know. But, like, still, Sozin creates all of these colonies, which I also think is interesting that they bring up in Korra about, like, how now all these, like, firebenders kind of just live in the Earth Kingdom and, like, you know, they were brought there, so you kind of just have to deal with it now. So, like, it's, like, the after effects of, like, colonialism. Yeah. Like, what happens when you, like, force, like, two very separate cultures to become one thing?
I mean, you're just talking about my upbringing, if you think about it.
Well, like, I'm talking, like a real-life example would be, like, South Africa.
100%.
You know, 100%. Where it's like a colony of, you know, the Great British Empire, and, like, apartheid happening, and basically telling black people that they're illegal. Mm-hmm. Like, thinking of that in terms of, I know, which is crazy that this is a fucking kid show, but thinking about
it's
like,
true. There's things in that you need to actually think about. And these writers are just phenomenal for thinking about it because we're still talking about it until this day.
Yeah.
And the live action as well. It's just like, there's so many things that you need to consider because, like, what you were just mentioning about, like, okay, like, the upbringing of these firebenders and they're still living at the Earth Kingdom. It kind of just reminds me of America. It reminds me of, like, what we're dealing today. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like there's two different cultures, so many cultures here, going back to America. And that's why I was saying, like, it kind of like my upbringing is because, like, you know, I'm Latina, but I'm American. But like when I go back to my parents' country, I'm not, you know, Nicaraguense enough. But if I'm with, like, I guess, like, white folk, I'm not like American enough for them. So it's like a constant battle. And going back to Avatar, it's kind of like the same thing. And there's so many little levels and multiple, like, levels that we could talk about with Avatar. It's just amazing. I can't stop thinking about it. It's just, like, so many factors. And also with Zuko and, like, trying to find his honor and trying to, it's like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, so many little things, a lot of, like, the side, like, stories that you could talk about in real life. And you could, and so many, like, lessons as well. It's, like, crazy to me. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you know? It's all part of us. Yeah, like, this show is literally, like, my voice is cracking because I'm getting sick, but, like, this show is so phenomenal, and I'm so happy I grew up with this show. It's because it kind of, like, shaped me as a person of, like, what respect is, what friendship is, what is, like, destiny, what's your purpose in life, like, family values, dude. For a kid's show? Get out of here. What the hell? All wrapped up in a bow and literally gave it to Nickelodeon and be like, enjoy, kids. And I'm like, yes, bitch, I will enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and balance too. Like, I think
balance.
And as we get older, like, we really try to find it.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Afloat, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And also what I like is that, I don't know how you feel about it, Albert, like how Aang didn't kill the fucking Fire Lord. How do you feel about that? Do you think he did the right thing of just taking his, like, element away? Like, how do you feel about that?
I think what's good about it is that Aang knew how he was raised and how he was brought up, and he realized that he couldn't do something that a lot of people were telling him to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he found his own way to do it. And I think that's a really powerful lesson.
And beautiful, too.
Where it's like, you don't have to always do things the way people tell you to do them. You can, like, basically everyone needs to find their own path in life. I, like, think about that a lot in terms of, like, my career, when I'm like, I could do literally every single thing that Meryl Streep did in her young life, like, before becoming Meryl Streep. And I would never be Meryl Streep, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I could go to Yale and, like, do all these things, and I will still never be Meryl Streep. And, like, that's okay. And it's, like, finding your own way and path in life, I think, is the lesson from that.
And this is a kid's show. Let's keep this in mind. Like, holy shit.
And, like, the thing is, I mean, we also don't know the specifics of the actual war crimes that Ozai, Zuko's father, committed.
Right.
But if we're talking about Sozin, he literally committed genocide.
No, he did.
So, like, he definitely deserved to die.
Yep.
I mean, I don't even really, like, fuck with, like, death penalty stuff like that.
Yeah, same.
But, like, for someone who, like, purposefully kills lots of people, they probably shouldn't be alive. I don't know.
No, yeah. That's, like, we're touching a topic that's, like, really, like, iffy, but, yeah.
Question for you guys. Do you believe in generational curses?
Oof.
Oh, my goodness. Coño.
I know. Oof. It's okay, so let me see.
Like, I don't know.
Aaron is like, what the fuck did I get into?
No, like, I'm really thinking about
you're
it.
Like, I just called my friend.
I just wanted to say, what's up? No, like.
Okay, and I asked this question only because it popped in my mind during the episode when Zuko's great-grandfather, Sozin, is talking about how after Avatar Roku died, he spent his entire life searching for the Avatar.
Yeah.
Searching for the next Avatar, for Aang.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what ended up happening with Zuko. He ended up spending most of his life searching for the Avatar. So, like, the idea of, like, generational curses, like, being passed down and, like, Zuko trying to break free from that, I thought was really interesting.
I guess, like, I mean, to a certain extent, I guess. More in the fact of, like, your upbringing. Because, like, for example, I'm not going to get into it, but, like my household, like, it's complicated, you know? And I saw it from, like, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And then her grandmother, you know? And then it's like goes to me. Mm-hmm. And I do see some elements of that, like not like behavior kind of in a way, but like it's like a cycle that I need to break.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And my dad, like I could tell you this, that like my dad did break that cycle and he's not like his dad and then previous, but yeah. I guess it depends on like what you're talking about. If it's like a goal of like my grandfather, I mean, I kind of guess I could relate to that because he always wanted to be in the movie, like working in movies, I mean, and like yeah. I'm like doing that now. So I kind of guess, but it kind of like how you get influenced when you're like growing up. It depends what, I don't know, like, it depends what it is.
But I don't think that's a curse though.
No, it's like, not a curse. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's more different. Yeah.
You know what generational curse sounds like to me? Generation
what,
curse?
What does it sound?
Sounds like Mulan
for
to
me. For me, it sounds like something from the Bible. That's what that sounds like to
yeah,
me.
It's, like, yeah, it's kind of biblical.
Yeah, it sounds like... like
she's that wheezing. Sounds
like plague. Like, oh, send in the grasshoppers!
like, did you like, see there's like the plague in like
the Black Plague, it's coming back?
Yeah, did you see that?
It's all the rage.
No, did you see that in Asia? Really? Did you see that? Like two people died. You heard that?
Yeah, hey, nothing surprises me anymore. You know what the thing is? I will tell you, I guess the better phrase that I could use instead of generation curse mm-hmm. or whatever is like history repeats itself.
Yes, yes.
It's 100%. Really inevitable. Like, it's so funny. Like, look at this. Like, we are literally getting a 2020. Like, we're getting we're going to be in the roaring 20s again. Like, can you, like, think about that. That is, like, wow. Like, one more time, we are given the chance to make a different 20s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, yeah, yeah. You know,
you're absolutely whatever. Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Generation curse sounds like Exodus. Like
it kind of does. But I knew where you were going with it though. I mean, it depends what it is, you know. It's like my example.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like I guess like a context for everyone that's listening, like I got my BFA in film. The reason why I love film so much is because my grandfather, my dad's side of the family, he won the lottery, so he provided light and plumbing to his village. And then the rest of it, he's like, wow, I love, like, the arts, I love movies, I want to do something like that. So every time I visit, you know, Nicaragua and their village, I would always, like, look at, like, the screen that he built and also, like, showing him, like, the actual film. So that kind of did influence me of, like, how I grew up and how I love the arts so much. Like, I don't know what to call that. Is it, like, more...
I don't think... That's not a generational curse.
It's not a curse, but, like...
No.
Yeah.
That's like,
how I feel it.
Right. That's, like, a good thing. That's, yes. like, a, yes. a really beautiful, heartwarming story.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's in... Inherited.
Inherited. Yeah, that's the word. Yeah.
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 Even though there's a thing called inherited trauma, which I've been reading.
Oh, about. That's a different thing.
Cool. Yeah, that's another one. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
But I guess it reminds me of like inherited love, inherited attitudes, inherited.
Yes. Yeah.
Feelings. I mean, it's. Yeah, for sure. Like I, you know, I think we all can say like we are like our parents. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah. The more that I live alone. Like, or on my own, I mean, is the more that I recognize that I truly am a product of my parents.
No, 100%, I agree. Like, literally, like, I went on a trip by myself recently, and I found out that, like, I'm literally like my mom when I travel.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you guys, call me crazy, but I'm going on another trip next week, and, like, I'm already packing. That's how I grew up. Like, I start packing, like, my outfits, and then, like, I have extra underwear just in case, like, I don't even shit myself, but I brought extra underwear, you know, stuff like that. Or, like, I have the mentality of, like, my dad that, like, oh, I need to be here a certain time, this, and this, or not. Like, I'm not going to get to the airport on time. Like, stuff like that. It's just, you're like, crazy. So no, it's true. Like, I need to have extra cash. I'm like, why? I have a card. Oh, I need to bring my passport, but I'm just staying in the U.S. Like, it's crazy.
No. But that is real. I mean, I am literally, what's it called, traumatized? Because, like, when I go to the airport, my dad and my mom have scared me to say, you must have cash. You never know.
You have. That's true. You never know. And wow. It's true. You never know. You never know. Always. Like, my mom would always embed it in my mind. Like, you never know what's going to happen to you. So might as well just bring your whole closet. Like, you never know.
Hey, you don't know how you're feeling that day. One day you might be feeling edgy. The other day you might feel a little slutty. You know?
The other day you might feel bloated. You got your period, so you got pads with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tampons. Fuck it, you know.
Never know.
you never know.
Yeah.
True.
It'd be like that, you know? Just overpacking. Yeah.
I really think that I'm half my mom and half my dad. Like, literally, I'm their two halves, and then they connected me. Even my hair, like, one side of my hair is curlier, and the other side is a little straighter. I know.
I think that's a little far-fetched.
No, that's hilarious. I mean, that makes sense, though, because a lot of people with curly hair have different curl patterns.
Oh, yeah.
So that makes sense.
It just, I don't know. It really, like, I have an undercut, like, under, like, I shaved it and I have to reshave it already. And one side is grown faster and it's curlier, like my mom's hair. And then the other side is flat and, like, close to my head, like my dad's hair, literally, like how the back of his head
Interesting.
Is.
Interesting.
I love. Like,
very down. Yeah.
I think that's kind of beautiful.
I got them with me.
Yeah. For some reason. And, like, that all ties back into Avatar with, like, what I said earlier about what Iroh said to Zuko, that, like, his own battle within himself is because of the battle between his grandfathers. And it's, like, you know, yeah, like, we take things from, like, both sides of our family, and we don't even recognize how that may or may not influence us.
And yeah. I believe it does.
Our ancestors did everything, and our parents did everything for us to be here. And, you know,
I agree.
The challenges, the struggle, the everything, like, they did that all, like, for us, you know what I mean?
And then another thing I want to ask about, like, Zuko and Azula, how they're, like, you know, obviously they're brother and sister, but...
Also, he's so hot, by the way. I just have to mention that. No one has said that once.
We haven't. I think we just didn't want to admit it, huh?
No, it's because we got into a really, like, really deep thing about, like, generational curses and, like, family, and I was like, okay, but, like, who's hot in the show? Like,
literally... No, can I tell you something? I don't think... Like, do you know this?
Wait, hold on. What did you just say?
Wait, do you know...
Wait, hold on.
I said Appa. Appa's really hot.
Fucking, it's Momo's, where is that?
Ew.
No.
Now we're getting into bestiality, and I cannot condone this on my podcast.
Abby, you, I just want to say that you and I both said no to the second one.
To,
like,
Momo?
When I said Appa, you were like, yeah, for sure.
Appa's a gangster.
He is.
Appa, please. And that man flies, like, all, and so swift. Have you noticed, like, no matter how heavy he is, when he would land, it was like he was a feather.
I know, he was so soft.
So controlled.
So delicate, like, really.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he loved Aang so much more than they met.
You know that episode it makes me think of? When he was a little baby.
Yeah,
when he was circling around his mom.
Yeah, Appa's the cutest. Mm.
Yeah, Appa is cute.
Anyway, what I wanted to say is that Zuko was my sexual awakening.
Zuko?
Ew!
Aaron.
Why? It's true. He's, like, edgy and, like, hot. Like, super hot. Like,
No. And he had that scar, and it's like... He didn't get that scar from, like, the oven. Like, he got scar.
No, he didn't. He's a bad boy.
Yeah.
He's a bad
boy. Oh, wait, can we talk about ships for a second?
You said?
Ships. Relationships. Oh, okay. Who are we shipping in the show?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought you said ships. I'm like, oh, what a turn.
Big question. Are y'all... Zutara. Zuko and Katara,
Zutara.
or Zang, Zuko and Aang. Whoa, whoa!
Into that.
Sorry. I meant Katang. Yeah, Katang, Katara and Aang.
Katang always will be in my heart, but if I want to feel like feisty.
Ew!
Hell yeah! Zuko and Katara all the way. Did you see the sexual tension, like, during the finale? Come mierda, bro. Like, literally. hot.
Like literally
super hot. Like water and fire, super hot. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I love them together. If I want to read, like, actually, fun fact, growing up, I read a lot of fan fiction with them.
Ew.
Like, it was super hot to me. I'm sorry. But if I want to feel so sweet and I know they're good together, is Aang and Katara. I don't know why I'm admitting it to everyone, but hey, now you know my sexual awakening and who I ship and what I read as a child.
All the way. I also...
You said Aang and Katara?
I loved he was bald, like all... like
he's like 10.
He's 12.
Yeah, no,
12.
No. Mm-hmm. Cállate.
Cállate now, bro, like...
I was 10 too, you know? I want to let you know that this show, I didn't have a sexual awakening. It never did that for me. I did think Zuko was a cutie patootie. I also thought Toph was a cutie patootie.
Mm-hmm. She makes me
I
feel like
her
I'm
hair,
crazy.
And I love that the pieces that would fall in her face. I thought she was so cute. But yeah, but really, Katara and Aang are they're just the cutest. They really... Mm-hmm.
You make me sound crazy that Zuko's my sexual awakening. Fuck.
No! Listen, I loved absolutely, okay, Simba. Simba, to me, I don't know, he was just...
We're both
hot.
Nodding, by
he
the way.
He was. He, you didn't, Abby, we have had this conversation.
Oh, we have. But my man... from Lion King is Khufu.
Ooh.
Oh, I was just about to say, shut up.
Ooh, I get that.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Didn't you just say you don't want to get into bestiality?
I know. I just condemned y'all for bestiality.
Why do you listen to her? She's crazy.
But Khufu was hot.
I'm talking about a person.
No. But listen, Simba and Khufu, I mean that... is wow. I mean, have you seen Simba get out of the river when they were singing Hakuna Matata? Did you hear that note that came out of him?
Oh yeah. you're right.
Ooh, please. But Khufu is I love Khufu, because even as a cub I was like, you're adorable.
Aww.
You're a bad boy.
You're a bad boy.
I was like,
bestiality, that's what I'm hearing.
Well, guys, we have come to the end of our podcast.
We didn't talk a lot about Avatar.
We did talk. Yeah. We talked about generational curses.
Okay.
We talked about, like, colonial influences. Okay. We talked about a lot. And then, you know, we got off topic only because I feel like we got too deep.
Yeah, we got too deep.
So we needed to, like, you know, something a little fresh. We needed, like, it was, like, a nice little lemonade at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like sipping it, so it was fine.
Exactly. Khufu's hot. What did we learn in this episode? Khufu's hot.
My sexual awakening. Bestiality.
What you said? Bestiality what?
It's kind of okay.
It's kind of, in
I don't condone
form.
This.
In animated form.
I don't condone this.
Yes, in animated form, baby.
That makes it okay, baby.
Zuko was Karen's sexual awakening.
If you put that the title, I'm going to fucking kill you. Imagine.
Please be the title. Karen's
okay.
Sexual Awakening.
I was going to put There's Always a Tomorrow as the title, but we'll put Karen's Sexual Awakening.
I'm so embarrassed.
Wow. There's Always a Tomorrow. Where'd you get that from? Is that from the show?
Shut up.
Us as creative people, I could never.
I wasn't even being... I'm so sorry. Wow. Oof, my God.
Why you put up with this shit?
What is it?
Who knows?
There's a plane driving, but no pilot.
Shut. Oh, yeah. The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Oh, my God. I can't get any out of here. I can't.
Thank you guys so much. Karen, thank you so much for coming.
I love
Aaron,
you.
Aaron, thank you so much for calling randomly and joining the podcast.
I guess.
Thank you for letting me be here. Yeah,
no. We're happy to have you.
I'm not.
Any last words of wisdom that you would like to give? Karen, you can start. To our people.
Everything happens for a reason.
Ooh.
Know your worth.
Ooh.
If you feel like something's wrong, it's wrong. Whoever wants to hear that, it's true. Like, if you feel it in your gut, dude, don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Know your, like, know your morals, know your value. Know there's people that love you, dude. Like, literally. Mm. I always get surprised every day. You have a good support system. Treat people as you want to be treated. Literally. Like, ugh. That's my two cents of the day.
Love.
Love that.
Aaron, do you have any words of wisdom you'd like to leave to our anime trashers?
Yes. Trust the elements, trust the balance, and plant your foot and stay a while.
Ooh.
Oh, and also trust the universe.
There we go.
Trust the universe, dude.
Mm-hmm. Guys, and okay. Okay. Also, Aaron, tell people where they can find you on the interwebs.
I am eWillBanks13, and I have a fast book, Aaron Wilbanks.
Follow those things to see the hilarious stylings of Aaron Wilbanks.
Oh my
or
God.
Nothing. Or it's just a lot of Calvin and Hobbes.
We love.
And she's honest about
we
it.
We love. Aaron is an improviser, hopefully a stand-up comedian soon, and a wonderful actress, and one of my dearest friends.
Ew.
Okay. Karen, where can the people find you on the interwebs?
On Instagram is karendemorales.mov. Just follow me there. I'm going to be filming pretty soon with a new project. Just follow me there so you can get some updates, beaches. Oh, and my website is karendemorales.com. You're going to see a lot of like my demo reel, a lot of my work. Email me, karendemorales@yahoo.com. Let's work together.
Karen is truly an amazing, amazing creator of content. And she does magical things with what comes to her mind and really knows how to turn like things from an idea into real life.
I wanna cry.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And what y'all do is so beautiful. Thank you for being in my life. Aww. And my last words that are one of the last lines in the episode is that some friendships can even transcend lifetimes. And I feel like I have had both of you for more than a lifetime.
Aww.
And I love you guys so much. So
I
thank
love
you for doing the episode.
Thank you for having me.
Aaron's just moaning into the phone.
No, it's because like it was a great episode to watch with Albert again. I'm happy that she's back in Miami. I'm gonna go see her literally next month, so I'm happy that I got to see my best friend today.
Yes.
Yeah, I will tell you, for all you anime trash people, like, you are really lucky. You get to hear her voice all the time.
I know, it's
really wonderful.
I dealt with it for 13 years. Jesus.
Y'all are wild.
Karen, listen.
What do you want?
I'm so sorry for you. You deserve, like, a back rub and, like...
I deserve $1 million.
No, a million. Who has $1 million, Karen? Not one of us have $1 million.
Not one.
Not one.
Not one.
Not the three of us combined.
Not even.
No, please. I was just about to say thank you for saying it, but I was hoping to maybe not rub it in.
I know, you're right.
God, I literally just got paid, and then I was like, oh, it's gone, because I had to pay my rent. I was like,
Adulting is hard.
Very much. Very, very much. Whoever invented it, I don't like them.
Yeah, fuck those people. Okay, goodbye, anime trash friends.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.